Columbia University warns protesters. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The university telling anti-Israel protesters they must clear out their tent encampments or face uncertain measures. That deadline was 2 hours ago, and still no sign of action on either side. Democratic Senator Mark Warner condemning the protesters who are breaking the law. He tells Fox News.
People do have a right to protest. That is a First Amendment right in this country. But they don't have a right, as we've seen at some of these universities, to shut down the university. And if you break the law, as we saw at Columbia University, you ought to be held accountable.
Some government leaders, as well as some student protesters, blame ratcheting tensions on outside provocateurs. And the protests are spreading.
At Cal Poly Humboldt in Northern California, the school will be closed and classes are moved online after an intense clash between pro-Palestinian protesters and police.
Fox's Matt Finn. Anti-Israel agitators also demonstrated outside Senator Chuck Schumer's Brooklyn home Tuesday night. That protest came after the Senate passed a $95 billion emergency foreign aid package to Israel, Gaza, and Ukraine. The bill passed with strong bipartisan support, despite hardline Republican objections over the lack of border policy protection. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I'm not happy with where we are at the border, but we can walk and chew gum at the same time. If we can't agree how to fix the border, that's no good excuse for not dealing with an obvious additional problem that we've been talking about here.
The bill also includes a provision requiring the Chinese owner of TikTok to sell the app or get banned in the U.S. And the Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday over former President Trump's claim of presidential immunity. He, however, will be in New York City for his hush money trial. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Voters in Pennsylvania cast ballots Tuesday for their presidential candidates and much more.
Anti-Israel Democratic Congresswoman Summer Lee won her primary in Pittsburgh handedly over her pro-Israel challenger. She was the first member of the squad to face the voters amid these growing anti-Semitic protests nationwide. Lee was also among the first to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. She opposed House resolutions that condemned anti-Semitism and Hamas, and she voted against aid for Israel over the weekend. Republican Brian Fitzpatrick easily defeated his primary challenger, an anti-abortion activist. This seat should be competitive and important in deciding which party retains control of the House come November.
Fox's Brian Yenis. The FTC bans employers from using non-compete contracts to prevent most workers from joining rival firms.
The Federal Trade Commission voting Tuesday to ban these non-compete agreements, which don't allow employees to leave and take jobs with competitors or start their own competing companies for a certain period of time. Historically, these agreements have been used with high-level executives, especially in the tech industry. More frequently, though, lower-paid workers have been subjected to agreeing to the non-compete agreements as well. The FTC argues these agreements hurt workers by reducing their ability to switch jobs for higher pay. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they plan to sue to block the measure, which means it could prevent the rule from taking effect while the legal process plays out. John Saucier, Fox News.
Another Boeing snafu. A Boeing 737 with Fly Safair Airlines was forced to make an emergency landing in South Africa Sunday after one of its main wheels flung off the plane during takeoff from Johannesburg. No one was injured. And stocks keep this week's rally going. The Dow rose 264 points. The Nasdaq jumped 245. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.